nice little jaunt to start off with, wasn't it? Joe Basile and Boom Musette from 1956. And a warm welcome to whatever's the program. I've been away 2 weeks now. Can't remember the name of it anymore. It's terrible, isn't it? Bigly at night. There you go. Good morning to you. Not only have been away for 2 weeks, but also the clocks in the UK, as you all know, went back this past weekend, which means that the time difference between the States and the UK is down to 4 hours for, I think, just this week. But, you know, it's so easy to... Well, it's not easy to keep adjusting to these times the whole time. And I was away, as a lot of you will know, in the UK for merely 30 hours. So I didn't have any jet lag whatsoever, which was good. But this hour change in the clock now has totally confused me. Anyway, welcome to the program. Lots of good music and all the usual things. So settle back and relax. And it's just you and I. We're friends. We can do what we want. Tommy Riley and So Deep My Love. So, have you been since I was with you officially last, 2 weeks ago? Hope you've been well. As I've mentioned earlier, and I'm not going to keep going on about it over the next 2 hours, I promise, but I had 2 weeks off primarily to actually clean out what we call the office and turn it back into a second bedroom. Well, I have to admit, that never happened. I'm still exactly in the same position as I was at 2 weeks ago. In fact, I might be slightly worse off, I don't know. But I did have 30 hours in the UK, which was actually a lot of fun. Quite frankly, at my age, I didn't realise that I could do it, but I went for 36 hours or so without sleep, which was absolutely crazy. But we did it, and we had a very good reunion. It was so nice to see people that I basically have not seen for 40 years and more. And we all sat around talking and chatting, and it was, you know, within 10 minutes. It was like there was no time difference at all. It was as we'd seen each other just the week before last. Went on a bit, which was good. Started at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I think we finally left. I think I finally got back to the hotel at about 11:30. And I was absolutely shattered because at that point I had been up 36 hours and I had to get up the next day at 7:30 in the morning to meet my niece and her partner and their two kids, one of whom I'd never met before, so I was excited at that. And what with the reunion and everything, I thought I'd sleep like a baby, but I didn't. I hardly got any sleep at all. I think I got about 4 hours sleep. Had breakfast with the aforementioned family and then hopped on to the Elizabeth line to get back out to Heathrow Airport. What a great line that is, by the way. Very impressed with that. From, what is it? I mean, it's still southeast London, right, in Abbey Wood, all the way through over to Heathrow in under an hour. Of course, I can remember the times when you couldn't even get to Heathrow by train underground. It stopped at, very entitingly stopped, Hounslow West, and from there you had to get a bus. I mean, how crazy was that? But of course there are still some airports that are still not linked. LaGuardia is not linked to New York in any way, shape, size or form, and I guess JFK is sort of, but you have to get the JFK train, and I believe for that you have to change it Jamaica or something like that. But anyway, so I had a nice 2 weeks off her, but it's very nice to be back with you. And I got some good music for you this week, and I'm just going to relax because I think we can do that. Technically, here in the UK, of course, it is still Halloween, but in the UK, it's no longer Halloween. I'm not a fan of Halloween. It's not a holiday that is familiar to me at all, really, because when we were kids, we had Bonfire Night, November the 5th, so we never really had Halloween, and it's a holiday that I can't really get into. I find it very annoying. People keep coming, knocking at the door as I'm trying to cook dinner. I mean, it's nearly as bad as the telemarketers.
Bows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many times I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and dunes and fairies wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. Looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. Sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know. life that way. But now friends, they're acting strange, shake their heads, say I've changed. Well, something's lost and something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
One of my favourite songs from one of my favourite dames who just turned 90, and that was Cleo Lane, of course, and Both Sides Now. All right, we're a little bit late, but bing, sing.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, drinking beer in a cabaret, was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Oh, I see you every night, Bing, and I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular mama, and I'll put that gun away.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay the thing down before it goes off and hurts somebody. Oh, she kicked out my windshield, and she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied, and she wished that I was dead.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. With three tough gals from deep down Texas way, we got no pals. They don't like the way we play. We're a rough, rootin', tootin', shootin' trio, but you ought to see my sister Cleo. She's a terror, make no error, but there ain't no laissez-faire. Here's what we tell her.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Draw was slow, so now they know you can't do that to Maine.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down.
Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Oh, singing songs in a cabaret, was I having fun? Till one night it didn't seem right, now I'm on the run.
Oh, lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down,
pistol packing mama,
lay that pistol
down.
Oh, pistol packing mama,
lay that pistol down.
I feel so happy, I want to shout.
Well, tell me, Bing, tell me what it's all about.
I found my one ideal, and this time I'm sure it's real. Yip, yip, da hooty, got me a beauty. She sure is a dream. My baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes. She didn't say no.
Cock-cock-a-doodle, you're off your noodle. you're way off the beam, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she couldn't say go.
Knock me a daisy.
Now what would I do with a daisy all day?
You wear it and bear it.
Bang, you sound kinda crazy.
I'm happy that way. I diddle diddle, march down the middle, and now we're a team, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes, she couldn't say no. Sure as a dream, my baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she didn't say no. Cock-a-doodle off my noodle, off the beam, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, she didn't say go. Knock me a daisy. That sure was a daisy. That one was hazy. But I'm happy that way.
Hi, diddle diddle, march down the middle. And now we're a team, cause baby said yes, she said yes, she said yes, yes. She couldn't say no, she couldn't say no, no, no.
Well, that was Bing Crosby. Just got two songs from him this week. Started off with Pistol Packin' Mama, which featured the Andrews Sisters, not only them, but Vic Sherrn and his orchestra. And then we had Bing Crosby with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. And did he say that my eel had one eye? Let me try this. Hold on a minute.
I feel so happy. I want a shout.
Well, tell me, Bing, tell me what it's all about.
I found my one-eyed eel.
He did, one-eyed eel.
This time I
thought I heard it correctly. Well, I'll never hear this song again without thinking of that now, will you?
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
I want to say a very good morning to Holger. Holger, hi, I've missed you for the last couple of weeks, and thank you so much for sending another song for me and the rest of the gang listening to this program to listen to. We're just going to launch ourselves into it, and we'll discuss it afterwards. Here we go.
Schenk mir eine Tafel Schokolade und ich schenk dir einen Kuss. Tafel Schokolade und ich schenk dir einen Kuss. Ach, ich schwärme so für Schokolade, mal für Bitter, mal für Milch und mal für Nuss. Schenk mir eine Tafel Schokolade, denn du weißt ja ganz genau, süßer noch als jede Schokolade schmeckt der Kuss von einer süßen kleinen Frau. Süßer noch als jede Schokolade schmeckt der Kuss von einer süßen kleinen Frau. Thank you.
to the program and you was wondering why that song was in German, it was kind of because it came from Holger's house. Holger, who lives over there in Germany, Schenk mir eine Tafel Schokolade from Siegfried Arno. And Holger says that's from around 1930. And in English it says, give me a bar of chocolate and I'll give you a kiss. Okay, sounds good to me. Bit messy, but hey, I will if you will. Lovely song, Holger. Thank you so much for that. And it's kind of one of those that's going to go to the top of my Holger list. I don't know. Schenke meine Tafel Schokolade. It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Holger, thank you. And we'll have another song from Germany around about the same time next week. Time, Holger, for you to go upstairs to Bedfordshire and give my love to Christine as always. Little Brown Jug from Glenn Miller and his orchestra. So I haven't asked, how have you been for the last couple of weeks since I've been with you? I hope you have been okay and everything is going well and dandy for you. And nothing awful has happened. Horrible weather in the UK. With a load of storms there a little while ago. Hope those didn't affect you. And the weekend that I was there in the UK, weather was actually not too bad. Sunday was really nice, and I was really rather silly. I don't understand the London transport situation at all anymore now. I mean, you can't use money on buses, which was amazing to me. Thank goodness you can use credit cards, which, quite frankly, 60 years ago, I don't think anybody would even ever have thought that would be a commonplace thing, but we did manage to do that and stuff. But when we got to Heathrow,
at the ticket office there for what I guess is the Elizabeth Line and also the Heathrow Express. It was bedlam. I don't know why they've done away with the ticket offices there, or perhaps there just wasn't any there ever, I don't know. But it was bedlam, and nobody knew what was going on, and only one person was there to help. And when I told him that I wanted to go down to Orpington, he went, where? And I thought, well, this is going to work out well, fine. Actually, he did help out. He was a very nice chap. But whilst he was trying to talk to me, there were about 300 other people that had sort of flown in from far-flung places around the world, also demanding attention. I'm just absolutely crazy. I don't understand what zones are. And, you know, Oyster card. I don't know what that is. I know I haven't got one, and I don't think I will ever have one, but yeah, it's just crazy. But I hope you've been well over the last couple of weeks, and that life has been good for you. As I say, back to normal here now for at least the next, next couple of days. Then, well, I'll explain that next week if it happens. I don't know yet if it's going to happen or not. I can't tell you what, because... if I tell you, then I might not be able to do what I'm supposed to do because I told you. It all sounds terribly dramatic, doesn't it? It really isn't dramatic. So I'll tell you next week, I promise. All right, where are we? Well, we're into Beagle's Big Three. I want to say a very good morning to Adrian, who lives in Glasgow, and Adrian would like to hear from this very well-known Scottish gentleman.
Ben Nevis, Ben Lomond, Ben Bollock, Ben Moore, Snow capped in splendour, majestic they soar. Ben Cruachan, Ben Arkle, Ben Alder, Ben Stack, the proud peaks of Scotland are calling me back. Mighty the mountains from Skye to Glen Shee, towering o'er Clackens and glens by the sea, summits of grandeur caressing the sky, luring me northward as winter draws nigh. Ben Nevis, Ben Lomond, Ben Bollock, Ben Moore, snow-capped in splendour, majestic they soar. Ben Cruachan, Ben Arkle, Ben Alder, Ben Stack, the proud peaks of Scotland are calling me back.
Ben Nevis, Ben Lomond, Ben Bollock, Ben Moore, snow-capped in splendour, majestic they soar. Ben Cruachan, Ben Arkle, Ben Alder, Ben Stack, the proud peaks of Scotland are calling me back.
Lofty and lonesome, bewitching and bare, inspiring adventure and banishing care. Stalwart and steadfast, so friendly and free, heart of the Highlands, forever they'll be. Ben Nevis, Ben Lomond, Ben Bollock, Ben Moore, snow-capped in splendour, majestic they soar. Ben Cruachan, Ben Arkle, Ben Alder, Ben Stack, the proud peaks of Scotland are calling me back.
Ben Nevis, Ben Lomond, Ben Bollock, Ben Moore, snow-capped in splendour, majestic they soar. Ben Cruachan, Ben Arkle, Ben Alder, Ben Stack, the proud peaks of Scotland are calling me back.
Ben Nevis, Ben Lomond, Ben Bollock, Ben Moore, snow-capped in splendour, majestic they soar. Ben Cruachan, Ben Arkle, Ben Alder, Ben Stack, the proud peaks of Scotland.
The song that I sing is a song of the Clyde. Of all Scottish rivers, it's dearest to me. It flows from Lead Hills all the way to the sea. It borders the orchards of Lanark so fair, meanders through meadows with sheep grazing there. But from Glasgow to Greenock, in towns on each side, the hammer's ding-dong is the song of the Clyde. Oh, the River Clyde, the wonderful Clyde, the
name of it fills me and fills me with pride, and I'm satisfied, whatever may betide. The sweetest of songs is the song of the Clyde. Imagine we've left Craigendoran behind, and wind happy yachts by Kilcreggan we find. At Kern and Dunoon and in Ellen we stay, then Scotland's Madeira, that's Rothsay they say. Or maybe by ferry or larks we will go, or over to Millport that thrills people so. Maybe journey to Arran, it can't be denied, those scenes all belong to the song of the Clyde. Oh, the River Clyde, the wonderful Clyde, the name of it fills me and fills me with pride, and I'm satisfied, whatever may betide. The sweetest of songs is the song of the Clyde. There's Pawn Modoon at the Broomall, or they're going down the water for the fair. There's Bob and Mary on the Govan ferry, wishing jet propulsion could be there. There's steamers cruising, and there's buddy snoozing, and there's laddies fishing frae the pier. And Pospas firing very near expiring as he rows a boat frae there to hear. With eyes a flashing, it is voted smashing to be walking daily on the prom. And May and Evelyn are in seventh heaven as they stroll along with Dick and Tom. And Dumbarton Rock to every Jean and Jock extends a welcome that is high and wide. Seems to know that they are on their homeward way to hear the song of the Clyde. Oh, the River Clyde, the wonderful Clyde, the name of it fills me and fills me with pride, and I'm satisfied, whatever may be tried. The sweetest of songs is the song of the Clyde. The sweetest of songs is song of a Clyde.
A man without love is only half a man, and half a man is nothing. A man without love cannot begin to dream, for all his dreams lead nowhere. Never found his destiny. Then you came, you touched my heart and told the pain to go. Everything in life, and all his life is roses and rainbows and songbirds that he knows never sang. For a man with never found his destiny. Then you came, you touched my heart and told the pain to go. love. As everything in life and all his life is roses and rainbows and sunbursts that he knows never sang for a man with a
Well, that was rather fun, wasn't it? That was Kenneth McKellar, requested by Adrian in Glasgow this week. First song we heard was The Proud Peaks of Scotland. Then we had The Song of the Clyde, and then A Man Without Love. Adrian, thank you so much for that. I do like a little bit of Kenneth McKellar. He's very popular on the mid-morning program that I do live on Tuesdays, and I hope you listen to that and get a lot of requests, does Kenneth McKellar, and quite rightly so. So thank you for that, Adrian, and thank you for such a good Beagle's Big Three. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, just drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artists that you would like to hear. And if you want to pick the songs, and by the way, Adrian did pick all of those songs, then feel absolutely free to do so. But if you want me to do it, then I will be more than happy to do so as well. We're very free and easy here on Beagle at Night on Angel Radio. I mean, it's late night radio in the UK. It's late evening radio here in the United States, and they're having lunch in New Zealand. So I mean, you really can't tell what is being done by who is listening anywhere in the world, really, can you? We do the best that we can, and we can do no more. All right, well, let's see. Clock on the wall says it's time for our 5-minute mysteries. We've got two of them for you this week. First one is A License for Murder.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Safe should open easily. Two turns right. Stop at 32. Three turns left. Stop at 16.
Get away from that safe, Carter.
I was just checking on some tickets that I left in the safe tonight, Mr. Thompson.
Carter, you've been a cashier with this railroad for 15 years. How could you think of doing such a thing?
Well, what are you talking about?
You've been gambling rather heavily these past few weeks, Carter. You decided to let the railroad recoup your losses. Well, stay where you are. I'm calling the police.
Oh, no, you're not.
Put down that bar, you fool.
All right, I'll put it down.
Oh. How are you feeling now, Carter?
A little better, Sergeant Evans. I can't see very well, of course. I broke my glasses in the struggle with the killer, and I'm not much good without them.
I hate to pour these questions at you when you're not up to par, Carter, but it's important that you help us immediately.
I'll do anything to help the police find the man who killed Mr. Thompson.
Good. Now, you say that you and Thompson came down here to prepare some ticket sales records for the railroad.
Yes.
About what time was that?
I should say about 9 o'clock.
About what time would you say the thief came in?
About an hour later. We heard the door open, and when we turned around from the safe, he was standing near the door, pointing a gun at us.
What happened then?
Well, he demanded we give him the money from the safe.
How did the struggle begin?
Well, Mr. Thompson walked straight at the thief and dared him to shoot. He was warned to stop or he'd be killed, but he continued to go right at him. Thief lost his nerve or something, for as Mr. Thompson made a sudden lunge at him, he didn't shoot, but instead hit him sharply over the head with the butt of his pistol. I ran forward immediately and grappled with the thief. And landed a blow in my jaw and I fell to the floor. I got up as soon as I could, but I heard him starting his car outside the office.
Did you run outside?
Yes. The car was just pulling away, but I managed to get the first 5 numbers on the license plate. I wrote them down on this slip of paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This'll be a big help in the evidence to be presented at court.
Well, I'll be happy to testify.
That's a wise idea, Mr. Carter. A murderer always should at his own trial.
What clue did Sergeant Evans uncover that led him to accuse the railroad cashier of murder? In just a moment, we'll know, but first...
This is Superman, speaking for Kellogg's Pep. No, I haven't seen Hop Harrigan, but I'll find him for you. We can't afford to lose him now, with Cocoa Marsh ready to go on the air. With Buck, Hop, Midnight, Tom, and myself, we've got the best hour and a quarter of fast-moving adventure shows on any network. Don't worry, I'll find him. Hop! Hop! And away!
And now, back to our story.
Are you accusing me of murdering Mr. Thompson?
Yes, Carter. There was one slip in your story that gave you away. You admitted to me only a few minutes ago that you lost your glasses in the struggle with the thief, and that you were helpless without them. Yet you managed to run outside the building and jot down several numbers of a license plate on a moving car in the middle of the night. Now, Carter, there was no thief, but there was a murderer. Yourself.
Another 5-minute mystery.
Sometimes, Jed, I wish I'd never taken this job as sheriff.
I know what you mean.
Take today, Memorial Day. Everybody else is sitting around their house, taking things easy-like.
Or else out boating or having a picnic.
That's right, enjoying themselves. But us, we're sitting around a stuffy old office.
Yep, waiting for something to happen, like vultures. I could think of a lot pleasanter things I'd rather be...
I'll get it. Probably my wife. Green County Sheriff's Office. Who? Tom Edson's farm. Shot? Tom Edson shot by your wife? We'll be right out.
As you can see, Sheriff, my wife Edith is hysterical. She's in no condition to answer questions.
I didn't kill Dad. I didn't. I didn't. You know I didn't, Ronald.
Jed.
Yep, Sheriff.
As soon as you finish that sketch and notes on the position of the body, you better call Doc Ferris.
That's a good idea. Edith should be placed under a doctor's care immediately. She's been building up to this collapse for some time.
You must believe me. I didn't kill Dad. I wasn't even in the house.
You weren't in the house?
No. I was in the stables talking to the horses when I heard the shots and ran back to the house.
Edith, darling, you know you were in the room kneeling by your father when I came into the house, weren't you?
Oh, yes, Ronald.
And you had the gun in your hand, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, Ronald, but I didn't kill Dad.
You see, Sheriff?
Looks bad.
Tom Edson never approved of Edith's marriage to me, Sheriff. And because of that, Edith and I had never been in here during the 10 years we've been married. This is our first visit.
I've called the doc, Sheriff. He'll be right out.
Good.
Another thing, Sheriff. I noticed the automatic, the murder weapon, had a peculiar odor about it.
Did?
Yep. Smells something like powder or perfume.
It's Edith's gun. He carried it in her purse. You know how things in a woman's purse always smells like their face powder?
Yeah.
Edith and her father had been arguing all morning. Then when I heard the postman blow his whistle, you know how he blows the little whistle on these country routes when he leaves mail? Well, it was a relief to get out of the house. After I walked all the way out that long lane to the mailbox, there wasn't anything there but a couple of bills. While I was walking back, I heard shots and...
Ronald, how can you stand there and so calmly convict your own wife? Sheriff, I didn't kill my father.
I know you didn't, Edith. Now I know that Ronald is the murderer.
On what clues does the sheriff place his accusation that Ronald is the murderer? Do you know? We'll be back in 1 minute with the solution. In the meantime...
Your attention, please. An important announcement for holidaymakers and businessmen flying to the United States. Pan Am are pleased to announce their exclusive 24-hour visa service. Call into our offices at 193 Piccadilly West 1 or call 734-7292 for details. Ring 734-7292 for your American visa and jump the queue.
Pan Am makes it going great.
And now, back to our mystery.
Ronald, maybe mail doesn't mean much to you big city folks. You maybe don't pay much attention to its delivery. But we farmers appreciate our mail and know all about deliveries. You couldn't have heard the mailman's whistle and gone out for the mail, Ronald, because today is Memorial Day, a national holiday, and mail isn't delivered on national holidays. However, holiday or not, I'm going to deliver you to the county jail immediately.
Thank you.
when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you. Just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
That's rather nice. That was Roy Fox and his orchestra and The Way You Look Tonight. And before that, we had not one but two 5-Minute Mysteries, License for Murder, and The Postman Didn't Ring. And we'll have another couple of mysteries for you around about the same time next week.
They told me love was not what I dreamed it would be. And one day, if I fell in love, then I would see. But I believed when my love came, my dreams would all come true. But I know better now, now that we're worlds apart. Now as the teardrops start, love's just a broken heart. They told me when I found you that it wouldn't last. They said you had too many lovers in your past. And foolishly I thought that I could mean much more to you. But I know better now, now that we're worlds apart. Love's just a broken heart. You told me I was everything, the love you need. I was your destiny, I was your reason to live. And you would give all of life's treasures to me. Now I can hear better now, now that we're worlds apart. Now as the teardrops start, love's just a broken heart. Just one more broken heart.
Cilla Black and Love's Just a Broken Heart. I was not a fan of Cilla Black when she was the hit maker that she undoubtedly was back in the 60s. Certainly on the British scene at least, but there was just something about her voice that I did not particularly like, but she could do some songs really, really well. And over the years, of course, I've come to appreciate the output from Cilla Black much more than I ever did when I was a mere 8 and 9 year old. Now I've added about 60 years to that. I feel a lot better. That was rather nice. Love's Just a Broken Heart from Cilla Black. What should we do now?
Nothing to remember so far, so far, so far. We haven't walked by night and share the light of a star. So far, your heart has never fluttered so near, so near, that my own heart alone could hear it. We haven't gone beyond the very beginning. We've just begun to know how lucky we are. So we have nothing to remember so far, so far. But now I'm face to face with you, and now at least we've met, and now we can look forward to the thing. So far, so far, but now I'm face to face with you, and now at least we've met, and now we can look forward to the things we.
Sounds like a younger Frank Sinatra to me than what we got to know and love in his later years. That was a song called So Far, which I think was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, if memory serves me correctly. I hope you enjoyed that. I think that was also the Axel Stordahl Orchestra. I'm just showing off, right?
So lazy, can't do a thing. My mind is hazy, just like a smoke ring. I think of nothing but lying in the hay. I got the spring fever blue. The sun is shining right in my room. I feel like I was a man in the moon. I'm riding high on the clouds, way up above. I got the spring fever blue. I wish that spring were back again to satisfy my lazy end. I miss those days of dreaming If birds were nesting in the trees and leaves were swaying with the breeze, my heart would keep on beaming, oh, I hope the south wind blows past my door and leaves me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance. I got the spring fever blues, I mean, I've got the spring fever blues. I wish that spring were back again to satisfy my lazy end. I'll miss those days of dreaming. If birds were nestling in the trees and leaves were swaying with the breeze, my heart would keep on beaming. Oh, I hope the south wind blows past my door and leaves me someone whom I can adore. I think of nothing but love and romance. I've got the spring fever blues, I mean, I've got the spring fever blues.
Taking us to the end of the first hour, that was Chick Webb and his orchestra, and I got the spring fever blues. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley, on FM in Gosport and Havant, and I think in Portsmouth, and that's on 96.3, if memory serves me correctly, and also, of course, various DAB multiplexes around the United Kingdom, as well as around the world, at the internet, and you can get details of current DAB and ways to listen on the internet at angelradio.co.uk, and you can also get the latest program details there as well. All right, time now for a little bit of posh. So settle back and relax, and I'm not quite sure who's reading this poem, but it really is rather beautiful.
Thistle and darnel and dock grew there, and a bush in the corner of May. On the orchard wall I used to sprawl in the blazing heat of the day, half asleep and half awake, while the birds went twittering by, and nobody there my loan to share but Nicholas Nye. Nicholas Nye was lean and grey, lame of a leg and old. More than a score of donkey's years he had seen since he was foaled. He munched the thistles purple and spiked, would sometimes stoop and sigh, and turn to his head as if he said, "Poor Nicholas Nye." Alone with his shadow he'd drowse in the meadow, lazily swinging his tail. At break of day he used to bray, not much too hearty and hale. But a wonderful gumption was under his skin, and a clear calm light in his eye. And once in a while he'd smile, would Nicholas Nye. Seemed to be smiling at me, he would, from his bush in the corner of May. Bony and ownerless, widowed and worn, knobble-kneed, lonely and grey. And over the grass would seem to pass, neath the deep dark blue of the sky, something much better than words between me and Nicholas Nye. But dusk would come in the apple boughs, the green of the glowworm shine. The birds in nest would crouch to rest, and home I'd trudge to mine. And there in the moonlight, dark with dew, asking not wherefore nor why, would brood like a ghost, and as still as a post, old Nicholas Nye. Thank you.
a great bit of posh. That was Sir Adrian Bolt waving the stick at the London Symphony Orchestra and English Folk Song Suite number 3. And before that, reading Walter Delamere's Nicholas Nye, it was Dame Edith Evans. And we'll have more posh for you around about the same time next week. Coming up after this, Day at Night.
If the whole world stop loving the way you stop loving me, have you ever stopped to wonder what kind of place this would be? If the whole world stopped loving the way you stop loving me, if every heart was broken the way that you broke my own, and the whole world stopped loving, how long would living go on? Hear the church bells in the steeple as they ring their song through the air. If the whole world stopped loving, there'd be no steeple bells there. The tears would fill the rivers till the rivers flooded the seas. If the whole world stopped loving the way you stop loving me, if the whole world stopped loving the way you stop.
Really nice. That was If the Whole World Stops Loving from Trini Lopez. I didn't realize his first name was Trinidad, but I think it was our Tony who actually presented a whole program on Trini Lopez here on Angel Radio, and very interesting it was as well. Always liked him, but the only album I've got is probably the only album that practically everybody ever had, which was Trini Lopez Live at PJ's, but it was a very good album as well. There's a good program. I think I'm pretty sure it was Tony that did it, but it was a very interesting program on Trini Lopez. All right, where are we now? Well, it's time for Day at Night. And you know what? Since I've been off for a couple of weeks, and I know there was a repeat of me last week, but you know, a repeat of me is nothing like the real thing, is it? I think we might have a little bit more Day at Night than we usually do.
Seagull cries on rain-swept beaches, tear-washed eyes and pain love teaches remind me summer has gone. Empty lovers' lanes are lonely, bittersweet refrains will only remind me summer has gone. Summer's a dance and sing time to lovely songs of springtime, but autumn comes to steal all the joys away. Crocus buds are closed with frost now. Summertime has loved and lost now. The sweet dreams faded and gray. Though autumn's flaming colors may blind you, tears will fill your eyes to remind you love has flown and summer has gone away. Summer has gone.
Above the moonlit skies, then I Oh, darn that dream. Darn that one-track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream, and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old nightmare. Darn that dream and bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me, and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream.
I may be wrong, but you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell. I like your style, say, I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You're swell. I like your style, say, I really think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. You can't think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You said that Edison would never make that light. You laughed at Mr. Franklin with his key and kite. The point of the song is I'm always wrong, but with you, baby, I'm also right.
Adieu, café, rendez-vous. I was lonely, so were you. Your eyes said dance. I wanted to. When we danced, tired, you mispronounced. J'ai vu. And after our first kiss, you mispronounced encore. It was morning in Paris when you said goodbye to me. I was not sad, because I knew we would surely meet again. And when tonight I'll be waiting there for you at the Café Run.
Too, I can see some trick-and-treaters out wandering the... They don't look as if they've got much candy, quite frankly. Terribly thin bag, if that's all they've collected. Hopefully they had to go dump a load and come out with a new bag. Anyway, sorry, I digress. That was Doris Day, Day at Night, and we started off with Summer Has Gone, and boy, it has gone. Then we had the wonderful Scarlet Ribbons and Don That Dream, and then a rather lively I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful. And we topped all of that off with At the Café Rendezvous. And that's this week's Day at Night. And we thank Brad Klemper in Chicago for coming up with the suggestion.
Angel Radio, thank you for your donations, which help to keep us on air.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart, how white the ever constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart, there's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine, Beware my foolish hearts. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish
sweet refrain that will cling, a strain like the angels preferred. All I can do is play it, too beautiful for words. Like the music of a Berlin or a Gershwin, or even a moonlight serenade. For I can't compare with Berlin or with Gershwin. To me you'll always be a perfect rhapsody. You bring an inspiration to sing a song that can never be heard. You're just a lovely love song, too beautiful for words.
his sweet music and Too Beautiful for Words. And before that, I promised a little bit more of him, Vic Damone and My Foolish Heart. Okay, time now for a little bit of comedy here on A Bigly at Night, I think, and we start off with this.
Hello, Mother. Oh, darling, how do you like being on the farm?
I like being on the farm, but what I don't like about the farm is so much of the farm being on me.
Well, we're back to the land.
Yes, you've set a spadeful, and I don't know which is me or which is the land. I've never had such heavy going all my life.
Oh, don't grumble, Mother. It's healthy work.
Healthy work, but there's too much of it. The farmer wants me to work 25 hours a day.
Don't be silly, 25 hours. There's only 24 hours in a day.
Ah, but he expects me to get up an hour before daybreak.
Well, I think it's worth it, Mother. Fresh air, fresh fields and fresh eggs.
Fresh eggs? I haven't had one since I've been on the farm.
But surely the egg you had for your breakfast this morning was fresh.
Oh, that one was too fresh. It jumped out of the shell and started to crow at me.
Darling, you'll get plenty of homegrown vegetables.
Homegrown vegetables? There's not such a thing on this farm either. All the vegetables I've seen up to now are foreign.
What are you talking about foreign?
There's French beans, Brussels sprouts, Spanish onions, Swedish turnips, and Jerusalem artichokes.
Come on, quick, in case the farmer sees us talking too much. Let's get on with the work. Tell me, have you given the hens their breakfast?
No, what should I give them for the breakfast?
Oh, Mother, you'll give them maize.
Give them maize breakfast? And who might maybe?
Oh, no. When I said maize, I meant Indian corn. Have you any idea where the farmer keeps the Indian corn?
No, but I know where they keep the India rubber.
But you can't feed hens on India rubber.
That's what they ought to. It would save a lot of eggs. If an egg fell on the floor, it wouldn't break, it would bounce.
Now, don't you worry about the shells. The farmer whitewashes the walls of the hen house. The hens pick the lime off the walls, and that makes the shells strong.
I say, if you fed them on scrap iron, do you think they'd lay bombshells?
I don't know, and I don't care. Come on, and let's go and collect the eggs.
Before you go, I've got a riddle for you.
I haven't any time for any
riddles. Look, why does a hen lay an egg?
That's an old riddle. Why does a hen lay an egg? Because it can't lay a brick.
Of course it can. Haven't you heard of bricklayers?
All right, leave the hens to me, Mother. You go and milk the cow. Come here, Mother. You're forgetting the bucket.
What do I want your bucket for?
To milk the cow.
You don't milk a cow with a bucket. You use a spanner.
Where's the cow gone? Oh, who took the cow out of the field it's always in?
Oh, I took it out and put it down in the field where the buttercups are.
Put it in the field where the buttercups are? Why?
I want buttermilk tomorrow.
Oh, for goodness sake, Mother. The farmer said you'd give the cow a mango.
Give the cow a mango? Well, is that how you milk it? Put it through the mangle and wring it out.
No, darling, the cow eats a mangle.
Eats a mangle? Well, I've heard of an ostrich eating nails, and I've heard of a cow chewing the cud, but I've never heard of a cow chewing a mangle.
Darling, a mangle is a kind of a turnip.
A kind of a turnip? Oh, what the bookie expects every time you lay the odds.
Mother, come on and let's go and have a look at the pigs. I like the pigs, do you?
Oh, I love them too.
Oh, look, aren't they beautiful? There's the mother pig, and there's the father pig, and there's the six little baby pigs.
Yes, there's five of them pink and one of them black. How's that?
I don't know. Oh, I suppose it's a pigment.
Pigment? I know what you mean. This little pig went to market. This little pig went to Rome. This little pig went wee, 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 all the way home.
Go on, you don't know anything about animals. I tell you what you can do. You go and cut the farmer's corn.
I'll cut his throat before I mess about with his feet. Have you seen the size of him? Cut his corn, indeed. If he wants his corn cutting, let him cut them the same as I do mine.
We have two poodles, two little poodles named Willard and Wilbur. They're toy poodles, and they came out of the same litter. There were two of them. And I have nothing against poodles. They're very nice, as a matter of fact, or dogs. I'm not advising you not to get dogs, but don't get two dogs. I'll tell you the problem. The problem is if you go out, and then when you come back, you'll find a message for you from one of them, usually on the carpet or something like that. And the problem is with two poodles, you don't know which one did it, you see. It's a case of the phantom strikes again. And you can't punish both of them because the one who went on the paper figures, well, they don't want it there, so... I'll do it on the couch next time. I don't know. Maybe but we had them up in Vegas. I was just up in Las Vegas. And we flew up, and I don't dig flying a great deal. I take what's known as a white-knuckle flight in the airline business. I'm not even too wild about the ramp that, you know, I have to get drunk to get on the ramp to get into the plane. I didn't used to mind flying when they had the props going, because when I fly, I like a lot of noise going on the wings, when, you know, But when you're on the jets now, they just have the pods out there, and you're sitting there, and you're looking out, and they're going, and you're saying, they're probably on. No, I'm sure. No, I know they're on. I know they're on. Oh, yeah. And then before you take off, this has nothing to do with it. It doesn't prove anything. It hasn't got to do with maintenance or anything, but they have a checklist they go through. This is just for the passengers. It makes them feel better. The pilot or the stewardess, whoever happens to be flying the particular flight, you're on, comes out and kicks the tires. Now, this... This is very reassuring, you know, when you're about to fly over mountains and everything. It's sort of like checking for a new car or something. And then, after that, they count the engines. One, two, three, four. And I don't mind that too much when they check it against the list to see whether they're right or not. This bothers me a little bit, so it's kind of weird. But it's very strange. They have new rate tables now. There's a big competitive thing among airlines. And they have rate plans. They all have to charge the same rate, but they have ways of getting around it. Like, we went up there on Thursday. This is family day. See, now this costs you less if you go on family day. Then we took a night flight, which is less, and we took prop, which is less, and we took coach, which is even less. Well, it turned out the airline paid us $4 to go to Las Vegas.
Friends in the cinema, the nostalgia for the 30s continues, and this week at the National Film Theatre, they're showing a revival of that great classic love story, Forbidden Encounter, starring Celia Molestrangler and Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Fiona, this heat. I can't stand it any longer. This interminable heat is enough to drive a man out of his mind.
Steady, Charles. You're losing your grip.
I can't stand it any longer. I can't. I can't! Thank you, Fiona. I deserve that. Oh, darling Fiona.
Oh, darling Charles.
Darling. Darling Fiona.
Yeah, darling, darling, darling Charles.
Holding you like this, I feel something I don't quite understand.
I don't quite understand it either. And yet, I sense it. Somehow.
I somehow sense it too.
I'm glad you sense it. It makes it better for both of us. Somehow, knowing.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. Oh, Charles. What's wrong?
I don't know. Just this damned heat. Oh, Fiona, how I hate having to meet you furtively like this. Suppose someone were to find us out.
Who would ever think of looking for us here in this damp, steamy hell? Charles. Charles, there's someone there, crouching behind that palm tree. See, there, that small, swarthy man in a loincloth. Look, he's coming over.
It's all right, Fiona. I'll handle him. I speak his language, you know. All right. What do you want, you grinning devil?
Governor's respects, sir, but he says ladies aren't allowed in the Turkish bars of a Monday.
I'm going to give you an impression of a Cockney aquarium keeper giving a lecture on eels. I'll say that again. Eels. Good evening, one and all, young and old. I've been asked by my customers or visit halls to the zoo to give you a talk short, a short talk on my favourite charges, which are and happen to be eels. I will repeat that. Eels. When I say I will speak of eels, I mean to say that I will speak of real ills, as I will reveal in the course of my preamble. Now, I would like you to bear in mind one thing, and that is this. They're very funny fishes, ills. Very funny. Now, there's all kinds of ills. Freshwater ills, saltwater ills, and conger ills. These latter being art size and what is commonly known as whoppers. Yes, they're very funny fishes, ills. Now, have you ever tried to catch a real slippery ill? If you have a mind so to do, practice in your washhand basin with a piece of real slippery soap, and you will find that the piece of real slippery soap has the same real slippery feel as a real slippery ill and feels very real. Now, yes, they're very funny fishes, ills. Now, sometimes to escape your notice, ills hide. They hide under pieces of rock, stone, or hard woods. In your search for them, do not despair, because all you have got to do is to raise up the piece of rock, stone, or hard woods, and there, to your amazed gaze, the little ill stands revealed. And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, young and old, and one and all, I would like you to bear in mind one thing, and that is this area. They're very funny fishes, ills. Very funny. Thank you.
I have to say it. Evening all. That was Jack Warner and Eels. And we started off with Arthur Lucan and Kitty McShane with part one of Old Mother Riley on the farm. Followed that with Bob Newhart and talking about poodles and planes. And of course we had in there as well a little bit from Buddy Marsden and Hugh Paddock, Charles and Fiona, Forbidden Encounter. So a little bit of comedy this week here on Beagley at Night. Now, to take us to the end of the programme, how about something, well, should we just keep it sort of like nice and quiet and romantic? No? Okay.
Thank you. just come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last the skies above are blue, my heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, and I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh yeah, yeah, you smile, oh, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven. For you are mine at last.
James Otto Hawkins. I know we only played that one a couple of weeks ago, but I don't know, it just seemed right. That was, of course, At Last, Etta James. And before that, we had Luxembourg from James Last and his orchestra. You see, there is a connection. Actually, I think it was Happy Luxembourg, wasn't it? Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. It was James Last, and that's all that mattered, because that came in with At Last for Etta James. I just want to prove that I put some thought to this program. Simple as that. Thank you. That they used to have. That was Joe Loss and his Astoria Dance Salon Kit Kat Band, and the song was called Who Made Little Boy Blue? I don't know, it was probably Little Miss Muffet. She was absolutely notorious for not sharing her curds and whey.
Just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's going to know that you pass them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth's green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? So laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There is always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say you'll be mine. Remember, darling, we won't see it shine 100 years from today, 100 years from today.
Well, that was from 1933, so that was 90 years ago, and the song was called 100 Years From Today. Eddie Duchin was waving the stick at the band, and Lou Sherwood supplied the vocals. 100 years from now, that would make it 2123. There's only one thing that I know, and that is that I will not be around, although Coronation Street may still be. That's it from me. Nice to be back with you. I'll be back around about the same time next week. Until then, keep well, have yourselves a good week and a safe week. And this is Roy Beegley saying, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
I shouldn't care. What if he tells me that we're through? I shouldn't care. I'll get along, I always do. Why should I care? Why beat my head against the wall? I shouldn't care at all. This was supposed to be clever, carefree and carelessly wild. Now when it tells me it's over, I fall in love like a child. I didn't care until the flame began to cool. I didn't care, but now I'm falling like a fool. It isn't fair, and I keep saying as I fall, I shouldn't care at all. I have to work for a living. I'm no Marie Antoinette. People who work for a living can't run away to forget. So here I am, not even dreams left on my shelf. How near I am to going mad here by myself. Why did I dare? Right from the start, I swear I knew I shouldn't care, but I do.